Hello, I'm Sally Smith. Wolf's Neck Farm, open to the public for a wide range of educational and recreational activities, is dedicated to sustainable agriculture, environmental education, and community well-being through the enjoyment of the natural landscape. The 662-acre property was purchased in 1946 by my parents, Eleanor Houston Smith and Lawrence M.C. Smith of Philadelphia, for their summer home. My mother developed an interest in reinvigorating the property as a productive farm and became an early practitioner and advocate of organic farming and gardening. In 1953, they began their farming operation with 9 Black Angus cows and a bull. By 1959, the herd numbered almost 40, and the farm eventually became well known for its organically grown beef. My parents dedicated themselves to providing public access to open space and to historic preservation. They saved Popham Beach in Phippsburg and enabled its purchase by the state for a park. Here in Freeport, they donated Wolf Neck Woods State Park, the Audubon Society's Mass Landing Sanctuary, and the Freeport Historical Society's Pettingill Farm and Harrington House. My father died in 1975. And in 1985, my mother and my brothers and sisters and myself donated Wolf's Neck Farm to the University of Southern Maine to be operated as a working farm and educational facilities. The university decided to divest itself of the farm in 1996. The Wolf's Neck Farm Foundation, which normally only funded special projects, took over the whole farm operation. For a long time, Wolf's Neck Farm continued to focus on raising beef cattle. It developed a feeder system that enabled many other farms to raise beef under the farm label. Now it is in the process of diversifying. Today we have beef cattle on the farm from several local herds, as well as our own turkey, chicken, and lamb production. We also grow our own pumpkins for sale to area farm stands and to support our educational programs. The farm has created innovative educational programs which focus on preserving the environment and farming. Thousands of visitors each year enjoy farm animals, gardens, hiking trails, views of Casco Bay, and access to the water for paddling and fishing. The farm also operates a summer camp for children and Recompense Shore campgrounds. The farm, a nonprofit organization, is supported by membership fees and private donations.